And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz. And I'm here with my partners, Jeremy Broen.
Welcome.
At DFF underscore Madman. And Shane Manila.
What's up, guys? I think with all the Pusha T and Drake beef going back and forth, it's kind of put me in a ramen mood. Like, I want to start beefing with people. I keep looking at people on Twitter that I'm tired of seeing their fucking tweets. And I keep thinking that maybe I'm going to start just beefing with people. So be on the lookout for that.
Great. Well, you could find him on at DFF underscore Shane. And yeah, I guess he's going to start doing some beefs. We have our big 25th episode, and you want to start our 25th episode by picking a fight with somebody. That's great.
I don't want to pick the fight. The fight's been picked already. It's just I haven't decided with who. It's time for me to fire back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, the whole Drake thing, that's something, that's a different story here. So, well, I, you know, like I said, it is our 25th episode and, you know, we've had a lot of fun doing all this show and we really like doing it and we're glad that everybody likes it. And hopefully Shane doesn't get into some big fight with somebody.
Where's Dez? Is he signing this week? Where's Dez?
Great.
Is he homeless on the street? Where's Dez? Seriously. So in breaking news, Brandon Marshall signed with the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, great. So you're going to sing the Where's Dez, but just blow it off like who cares where Dez is. That's the way it should be.
It's just curious because Brandon Marshall is roughly in his late 80s and he dropped an impressive 6.7 points a game last year in five games, and he's actually 34 years old. But it's just curious to me that they wouldn't have went out and signed Dez Bryant. But I'm getting a little nervous. Like, I got Dez Bryant on a few teams, just like I have DeMarco Murray, and I'm getting nervous. Mary? Like, are these DeMarco Murray?
Murray.
Murray. Yeah, I'm wondering if these guys are ever going to sign anywhere.
I'm hoping it's going to end up being like I made the comment a couple weeks ago about Calvin Johnson, and you guys laughed at me. It's going to be one of those kind of things where he's going to
just going to go away.
Yeah, he's going to be in the system, but he's just not going to be on any teams. But either that or he's just, you know, he's waiting for the right moment and the right time and the right money. And Brandon Marshall just wanted to be on a team, you know,
just wants to be loved.
And he got loved. So, hey, before we get started with everything, let's talk about our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by gtbets.eu, an official sponsor for the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. Are you looking to get in on some action in today's games? Head on over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs, with updated odds covering all the major sports. gtbets.eu will have you placing your first bet within minutes with their simple-to-use registration process. So register now and earn up to $500 in free money. Simply add Trades HQ in the referred by field to get the highest possible welcome bonus. And I mean, there's a lot of things right now going on that you can bet on, isn't there?
Well, I'd have to ask the NBA refs. I'm pretty sure there is.
Jesus Christ. Thanks, J.R. Smith. Thanks. Thanks, you douchebag. I'm going to say I might have had money on Cleveland straight up and obviously to cover. And yeah, and they didn't do either.
Yeah,
because J.R. Smith is stupid as a bag of tomatoes.
Yeah, that was all over the internet. Even all the memes of LeBron James pointing over to the side, you know,
but we call those memes.
Oh, we do. Okay. I'm sorry. So you had some bets on those and you lost. So
I did lose. Thanks, J.R. Smith.
So tonight we have a bunch.
Trade alert.
Oh, okay. We have a trade alert.
Was that loud?
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it's been in the past. So go ahead.
Cause trade alert. So I've been hearing some people saying that I don't yell like I used to, like I ain't got the fire anymore or something.
We're 25 episodes in. So yeah, you've lost the passion.
I've heard a lot of people trying to beef at me.
Pick them.
So I won't tell you which side of this trade that I'm on. And it hasn't been made yet, but I'm going to let you two decide live on air or taped by Memorex in a few days when everyone hears this.
Sweet.
But I will say this, it does involve our buddy, NFL draft talker, Jake Anderson. Good dude. Go give him a follow. He does excellent graphics too for the Scott Fishbowl.
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
in, Mike? Did you get in?
Yes, I did. I got my invitation this weekend. Yes, I was very
awesome.
Happy.
Awesome. Awesome. Good for you.
Thank
you. All right. So on side A, we have Tariq Cohen and T.Y. Hilton. And on side B, we have Adam Thielen, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings.
Jeremy, which side do you want? And it's obvious which side is Shane.
It's obvious that he went for Adam Thielen, but Jake, the snake, that guy likes Adam Thielen too much to trade him away.
But which side do you like? Which one would you take?
I don't know. Either. I like both sides of that. Can I have all three players?
That's not how trade polls work.
Damn it.
You're like that annoying guy that always answers a trade poll with neither, none of the above.
No, I said both. Totally different.
That is totally different. It's a complete opposite.
The same difference.
But I mean, it's obvious to me which side of this trade is Shane. Shane is trying to get the Adam Thielen part of that deal. I would want the running back and the wide receiver side. I would take Tariq Cohen and T.Y. Hilton, especially since we've had this discussion over the past with the Adam Thielen Diggs thing and everything. I'd rather take the running back and the wide receiver.
Jeremy, you got to pick a side, buddy. You got to pick a side. There's only two of you.
Cohen and Hilton.
There we go.
It's more better.
It's more better. So we both took the Cohen and Hilton side. So what do you got there, Shane?
All right. Well, that was the side that was offered to me for Adam Thielen, who I am a big fan of, but Jake Anderson might be the biggest fan of. I think he likes Adam Thielen more than Adam Thielen's family. And I am hitting accept as we speak.
All right.
And then I'll tell Jake to make sure that he listens to the show because we talked about his trade. See, that's how you get buy-in. You make trades with every person you're in a league with. And then tell them that you talked about it on the podcast.
I've actually have one of those going on right now in one of my leagues. So we'll bring it up next week.
Well, what are we looking for out of Cohen this year? We know that Nagy, whatever his name is, has a history of utilizing the running back out of the backfield. In the receiving game, we think he's going to do that with Tariq the Freak.
Yes. And his offensive coordinator has a history of it, too. So I think that's just the writing's on the wall. It's going to happen. I think Cohen's going to just take off and become a fantasy star.
Did either of you guys see that video that they're floating around the Internet? I know the Podfather retweeted it this afternoon with Tariq Cohen doing a backflip and catching two footballs, one in each hand, as he's doing the backflip.
Oh, yeah, that's from last year. From last year. Your dog has hands? That's weird.
My dog.
That's not a dog. That is not a dog. Get him out of the house. Get him out of the house. It's a midget.
Well, whether it's last year or not, Podfather, he tweeted that 13 hours ago. So I was just saying that.
No. Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty impressive. I can't even stand still and catch a football without falling down. And in fairness, I'm drunk most of the time, so that might have something to
do with it. Oh, most of the time? Really? Oh, wow. Even at work? No. I know you had a trash dynasty trade.
Trash dynasty trade alert. Inner family infanticide side. Yeah, we got some DFF family members trying to trash me with their trash trade dynasty hashtag offers.
Trying to fool you.
Yes. Yeah. So we have Shane posted a Trash Dynasty trade offer that was offered to him by our very own Cody Garrett. So Shane.
At Cody Garrett. _ Cody Garrett.
Right.
And he's one of the hosts of our Debbie Watch podcast. Great podcast. So let's give the trash trade some color. First, I offered him Travis Kelce for Mike Evans. Now, mind you, this is a weird scoring tight end league. You guys set it up so that Travis Kelce outscored, I think, everyone last year.
Well, first of all, you're prefacing it by you weren't in the league up until about a week ago. So
No, I know, I'm saying. But either way, Travis Kelce outscored everyone combined, basically. So he was the highest scorer. I believe, what was the scoring on that? 2.5 or something?
Yeah, there was an adjustment that was made in the offseason, so that type of scoring is not going to happen again. But yes,
yeah, it was wrong.
There was an original.
Our commissioner really screwed it up.
There was an original setting that was set up that had tight ends getting a lot of points.
So it's what, 1.5 now?
Yes.
1.5 points?
Yeah,
which is a normal
right
tight end premium type deal. And you have to start two tight ends in that league. So
correct.
Tight ends are valuable. So
correct.
I offered him Travis Kelce, who is arguably the top tight end in fantasy football, for Mike Evans, who's a guy that I'm in love with almost as much as Amari Cooper and Corey Davis. He rejected that. Okay, so like, all right, yeah, we're going to get some negotiations going, baby. So it pops in my email inbox, and let's see what I got here. I got a – he does offer Mike Evans. That's a good start. That's the player I want at least, right?
Right.
Good start. Always a good start to the trade. I see he wants Chris Godwin. Okay, he's young. I can part with that guy. And Allen Robinson. All right, well, now we're getting a little, you know, let's not get too crazy here, you know. Travis Kelce. Are you seriously, dude? Come on. Are you shitting me?
So how did you respond?
I emailed young Mr. Garrett back and let him know, thank you for the hashtag trash dynasty trade offers, fodder.
Well,
and he lived up to that.
Yeah, he emailed me back about some nonsense about tight end scoring being, you know, reduced. And Allen Robinson being risky because he tore an ACL and Chris Godwin hasn't proven himself and rah, rah, rah. Whatever. Get out of here. That is a trash dynasty trade offer. It's only one. So trash dynasty trade offer. So if anyone sees Cody on the street, feel free to throw things at him.
So what would happen if I sat here and said to you, I don't necessarily think it's a trash thing, and I might even do that trade. Because of the fact that the tight end scoring has been adjusted in that league. So you're essentially talking about a tight end, Chris Godwin, who knows still, and then Allen Robinson. Me personally, like you said, you love Mike Evans. I really love Mike Evans. And if I had the opportunity to get Mike Evans, I might consider doing that trade.
Well, you know what? If anyone listens to this podcast and wants to engage us, we love the engagement. Get in, just a tweet at me, Michael, Jeremy, Dynasty Trades HQ. Include Cody in that too, whatever. Let us know if you think it's a trash Dynasty trade offer. I mean, it is, and I assume most people will agree with me, because if they don't, well, they're incorrect.
Or not.
And I'll block them. So...
Listen, I have learned that I am willing to do what I want to do with the players that I want to do it with. And I think at this point, with the adjustment of the tight end scoring, and it also depends on your roster. I mean, in that league, I have Evan Ingram and I have Zach Ertz. So, I mean, I already have tight ends. But,
okay, well, Cody's roster was not built like that.
I know, but I'm just saying it's possible to do a trade where you would get that Mike Evans. Now, listen, so this is a league that we've talked about over the past 25 episodes, where every time we mention it, you always say, I wasn't invited. And now you are. You are now part of that league because somebody had left and you came in there.
Yeah, it's so, very exciting. It only took 36 people leaving DFF for me to be able to get in that league. So, it feels good to know that I was... Finally, you got to my name, because I believe we were going in alphabetical order.
Okay. Well, the point is you got those trade offers from Cody Garrett, but I got a trade offer from you.
A really good one.
It is also a Devy League, like we've spoke about before. So
can't
you
wait
offered
to hear this trade. Can't wait to hear it.
You offered me Travis Kelce.
Good player. Great tight end.
Yes. And from me, you asked for Corey Davis. And my Devy player of Demaria Crockett? Is that how you say his first name? Demaria?
Roughly.
Okay. So you asked for Corey Davis and my Devy player running back, Demaria Crockett, for Travis Kelce. In, like I said, a league where we've adjusted the tight end scoring, and I already have two other tight ends. Go ahead.
I mean, first of all, you've adjusted the tight end scoring to 1.5 points. It's not like you've adjusted it to 1 point. Corey Davis, as much as I love him, just, you know, devil's advocate, he actually hasn't produced yet. And Crockett is a Devy player, and we know what happens with guys like that. Auden Tate says hi. Mark Walton says hi. You know what I mean? Like John Kelly says hello. That Devy's a risk.
I understand.
Yeah. Now, honestly, I don't know. You know, I didn't look at I don't remember the rest of your roster, but I know you're aware of my roster is pretty much full of garbage and refuse. So I need to do trades like that where I'm banking on upsiding, trying to get a couple pieces.
Sure. And I understand why you send the offer and I have no problem with turning it down, which I did. And I know that you,
well, here's the fun thing. We're going to do the first ever Dynasty Trades HQ Dynasty Trades HQ listeners, you make the trade call. No. So we're going to put up a poll. Yes, no. We are going to put a poll up that says, yes, Sipes has to accept this trade or no, he doesn't. And we're going to let the fans decide.
I love our listeners and I love our fans, but we are not going to let them decide. However, if you want to put it up there, hopefully they will be on my side. But the thing is that is an interesting situation, which we haven't really spoke too much about. When we talk about doing these trades and going after players, I get the fact that you send out offers to a lot of people, especially when you come into the league. But what do you guys feel, especially, you know, Jeremy, what do you think? Do you look at other people's rosters before you send them an offer, or do you just not care about what they already have?
I always look at their roster. Sometimes I say I don't give a shit and I just offer anyways, but I usually try to figure out what they need. And if I can, you know, fill that need, then I include a player that will help them in that, you know, whatever spot they're low on or light on. But, you know, I might offer it anyway if I'm trying to ditch a player that's hot, because somebody might just be willing to pay. I never send out a blanket offer, though. Like, you know those guys in your league that try to trade Travis Kelce to literally every other owner?
That was me. Yeah, I did that. You know, I did that.
I don't usually do that, but
look, I need some work in that league, but I did look at your roster, you know, and what I first did
here
is
the first things I
tried to do was find guys that might have needed a tight end. Went through those lists, see if anything, you know, matched up. When I see there was really only a couple that, you know, where I felt like they needed a tight end and I could get something back that I liked. So then I moved to my next criteria, which is, well, who just needs a good player on their roster? Right. You
know, who could use this guy as an upgrade, any upgrade?
I mean, basically, that's where I went with that. I mean, it's the same thing with the quarterbacks in that league. I sent a message out to everyone like, hey, a lot of you guys have your quarterback situation is not good. And for some reason, I do have several decent to okay quarterbacks that I tried to pawn off on people in that league too.
Yeah. And I really, I'm not saying that I have any problem with you sending the offer, because especially when you take over an orphan like that, you're trying to do something. The strange situation with this league is you took over an orphan that actually won the league.
But the rosters... And then he decimated the roster, from what I can tell.
Yeah, he traded me Adam Thielen. And I don't think I gave up what I would expect to give up for Adam Thielen.
This is a great trade
for me.
Can you imagine if Shane took over a team that had Adam Thielen? He would have been so happy.
Yeah, I believe the roster had Cam Akers at one point, too, and he was traded for a bag of nickels.
And by the way, this is the official DFF Devy League that we run for the site.
But you actually had a point in, you know, me being me. I waylaid it as usual. But yeah, you definitely should look at the other team's roster to see if there's a fit there. In a perfect world, I find a team in a league like this where it's starting two tight ends and it's 1.5 point tight end scoring. I want to try to find a team that's weak at tight end. Like I said, after I went through those, then I just started looking for rosters that I thought could use a good player, period. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of fits for, you know, teams that needed a tight end and also had the player that I wanted.
That's cool.
Key, getting a player back that you really wanted. I mean, you're not going to just move Travis Kelce for nothing. You want you want something good in return, obviously.
And I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that we all do a podcast together, so we know what we like and what we don't like, you know. So maybe that is another point to it. So we also had a listener that sent us a trade that wanted to ask Shane and everybody what they thought, because we've mentioned so many times about the 1.01 and Barkley. So this was a trade offer from Jeffrey Roberts, and his team was Red Hawks, and he gave up Ezekiel Elliott, Chris Hogan, Marquise Lee, Austin Hooper, and the 309. And what he got was Aguilar, Corey Davis, the 1.01, and the 2.01.
Oh, he won big time.
I kind of felt that way too when I read it. I was like, wow, that's an awesome trade for you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott is clearly, he's a top five running back, no matter how you feel about him. So that's a lot of that. He's worth a lot. Chris Hogan, meh. What are we talking about? A wide receiver three upside. Marquise Lee, wide receiver three upside. Austin Hooper, who's useless. The 309, which might as well be nothing. For Nelson Aguilar, who's, you know, got at least wide receiver three upside. Corey Davis, who has wide receiver one upside. At least I still believe that. And I think even his critics would agree he has wide receiver two upside. And then freaking Saquon Barkley.
It made me smile. Yes, go ahead. You were saying?
I take Saquon straight up over Ezekiel Elliott because he doesn't have the history of a, you know, knucklehead.
Being a knucklehead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I'm assuming you agree with us as well.
Yeah, you guys agree with me. Saquon Barkley and Corey Davis over that other side. I mean, Chris Hogan's 30 years old already. I mean, Aguilar's only 25. We saw what he did last year. I mean, it's just, yeah, no doubt you're getting the better value with the four things, including Aguilar, Davis, and what is probably Saquon Barkley. Sure.
And then the 201, I mean, you're probably looking at, even if you just wanted to go tight end to fill that quote-unquote hole at tight end from trading away Austin Hooper, who I pray to God wasn't your starting tight end.
Right.
But if for some reason he was, you could draft Mike Gesicki right there, and you've upgraded that
right there.
Yeah, you exactly.
Know, you've upgraded that position, even if you wanted to go tight end right there or not. You know, it's up to you. Yeah, that's a hell of a trade for Redhawks. He smashed and grabbed in that.
Yeah, congratulations, Jeffrey. That's awesome. Yeah, and you know, he got an applause from Shane. That's awesome. Listen, there's a side effect of all this. This Ezekiel Elliott thing, I have seen a lot on our timeline at Dynasty Trades HQ, and in other trades where people are seemingly trading him away, trying to get rid of him. And what do you guys think about his value and what people should be doing about Ezekiel Elliott?
Bilo, that's a kid that Well, he's a kid, number one, and all the things he's done. First of all, he hasn't done anything that terrible. I mean, the flipping of the girl's shirt, that's pretty stupid. But a lot of the things that he's done are pretty – shut up, I'm not done. A lot of the things that he – I mean, seriously. A lot of the things that he's done, you can chalk up to just being a young guy in the NFL. Nothing too terrible. The guy is still amazing. We don't know if Saquon Barkley is going to be a better running back in the pros. We can project that he's going to be a better running back than Ezekiel Elliott. He wasn't a better running back in college, though, than Ezekiel Elliott was. That's for sure. But like him better, that's fine. Ezekiel Elliott is a hell of a buy low right now. Buy him.
Yeah, I don't like Ezekiel Elliott. I think he was...
As a running back or as a human being? Because it's a big difference. We're talking about fantasy football.
As a human...
He's going to not be a player anymore. He's going to end up in jail and not on our teams, or what?
Well, that's more my concern. Is that he's an idiot. No, I mean, he's a woman beater. He's a woman beater. And this is my certain players. I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt to a player that apologizes, or a person that actually shows some contrition.
We're blurring the lines, though. I'm just talking about.
No, no, no. I'm talking about fantasy here, though, too, because if I look at indicators, if you consistently tear your ACL, well, to me, that means you're injury prone. If you do something that's inherently wrong and don't take the onus of that or the responsibility for it and just blame it on people who are out to get me, you're going to do it again. That's my only point with him. And I'll take Saquon Barkley straight up over him. Saquon Barkley's a better wide receiver.
That. Yeah, you said that. I know a lot of people would,
as a player,
would agree with you.
Yeah.
A lot of people would agree with you. Fact is, he wasn't a better college running back, though, so it is a projection that he's going to be a better pro.
I would have liked
blurring the lines to talk about the behavior, because that's just a different story altogether as far as what his value is as a running back. I'm taking advantage of people souring on him for sure.
Elliott would have
banking on him being great.
Elliott wouldn't have broken 3 yards a carry behind that Penn State offensive line. Dude, he'd be in the CFL right now.
Inside, outside, he has great vision and balance. Man, you're barking up the wrong tree with that.
I don't think he breaks 1,100 yards this year.
Maybe so.
The only thing for me with Elliott is I actually dumped him last year. And prior to the season, I traded him straight up in one league for Todd Gurley. So I was very happy with my return of that trade, you know?
Yeah, that's not selling low on him.
No, that was prior to the season, I'm saying. I got away from him just because I didn't like some of the things that I was hearing about him. And I love Todd Gurley, so that it worked out is all I'm saying. So
yeah, so many of these kids are knuckleheads, man. Ruin an absolutely enormous opportunity like that with just stupid behavior, like just ignorant behavior.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of that, you know, one of the guys that Shane loves is Odell Beckham. And people keep talking about him, even on Sirius this week, I was listening to, where they were saying that the Giants haven't discussed with him his contract and everything because they are concerned about, like you say, knucklehead decisions. And I know we've mentioned it in the past where I had commented about Le'Veon Bell, but do you guys really take that into consideration when you talk about trades and values of some of these players, what they do as the intelligence factor of what the decisions they make?
A little bit. I mean, you have to a little bit. I don't buy into those things terribly so. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, we know, hey, the guy could be out of the league for a year, get suspended for, you know, the marijuana use, which, God, that's a whole nother issue. I think it's stupid that they even get in trouble for that, for a recreational drug. But at any rate, you know, you have to consider that. So I've taken the opportunity to get him at a lower cost. Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't do it. But when something says, hey, I'm a value, you know, you can afford me, buy me, then of course. You know, I'm going to take a chance that I wouldn't have taken when his cost was higher. That's all I'm saying. I mean, of course, I'm still worried about it.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. Odell Beckham Jr. has never done anything to be arrested for. He's never been in trouble with the league. He's emotional. Compared to Le'Veon Bell, who, like Jeremy just said, if he gets caught with a blunt again, he could be out of the league forever. So
wait, get caught with blunt or with a blunt with blunt? Wait a second. Confuse me.
It's a double negative. If he gets caught with blunt while smoking a blunt, then he's fine.
I was just wondering how you guys feel with that.
Depends on the circumstance. Like I said, Ezekiel Elliott, to me, it scares the living the hell out of me as a person, as a player. If I have a guy that's doing things that I mean, you know, I'm not making a judgment on people's lives. I'm more concerned with, have you been arrested? Were you under suspicion? Have you been suspended by the league? Things like that worry me more than some guy's emotional on the field.
How far down the list would you go, sort of grading on a curve, to be like, you know what, I'm going to take the more dynamic running back because he's better, and I'm going to take that risk? Would you be like, you know, you guys know how Shane feels about Leonard Fournette. So I'm going to have to go with Ezekiel Elliott, even though there's a risk involved because Leonard Fournette is like a rock rolling down a hill. I mean, where does that risk break? Because at some point he becomes a value for you too, even given the greater concern you have with his behavior.
Here's the thing. I mean, in rankings, I still have him as a top five running back.
It's
just that I can't pull the trigger on trades for him. Every time I try, the little voice inside my head that the doctor tells me is
your
completely
conscience?
Normal.
Your conscience, yeah.
The doctor tells you it's normal?
Yeah, no. He said some of the voices are normal. it's just like, don't do it. Don't do it. And, you know, what's funny is I had that same voice with Le'Veon Bell for a few years. And finally this offseason, I've traded for him a couple times. And, you know, I'm living with it and dealing with it. And it's,
when you it's said okay. that, it's like you owned up to a problem you've had for a long time. I'm living with it. I'm dealing with it.
Like, you know, I look at him, like before I look at him on my roster and I'm like, I gotta get this guy off my team now. Like someone just offered me anything and you can have him. Halfway decent, I'll take it. But now, you know, I look at him on my roster and I start imagining him doing things weekly, legally on the field, not being suspended, I mean. And I'm like, all right, I can deal with this. I can deal with this, the cloud over him.
Well, before we get to the final segment that we were going to do tonight, I know there was one other 101 trade that you wanted to mention, Shane.
Yeah, and this came from a buddy of mine. She is in the Scott Fish Pigs 3 League with me. Julie, and I'm probably mispronouncing her last name, Julie Bissonetti or Bissonette.
It looks like Bissonette, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I can't spell anyway. So
and, you know, offense, Julie. He doesn't mean yeah, whatever with you. He's just saying.
No. I mean, I'm illiterate. I'm functionally illiterate. So she actually traded for the 101. She traded away Alvin Kamara and Andrew Luck for the 101 and Matt Stafford.
Okay. So now she's come after you after doing that trade?
No. She's just sharing it with me. You know how we did ask our fans or listeners. I don't like why I call people fans. I don't have any goddamn fans.
listeners, yeah, they're listeners.
Dude, that is so wrong. You have a lot of fans. I'd say that.
My wife and kids aren't even fans. Okay. Anyway, she wanted to share some, you know, some real life 101 trades. And I have my own.
That's what I thought. I was confused there. I thought that led into the trade.
There was a couple. I had one of my own, but she just so happened to send me one as well. And I was like, oh, I got to get this on the air. So I think she won this trade pretty easily, getting Stafford and the
101.
Yeah, the 101 and Stafford for Kamara and Luck.
Okay, I get it. So she got Barkley and Stafford, and she gave up Kamara and Luck.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like it for her as well. I mean, the whole thing with Andrew Luck is still so up in the air. I mean, today is June 1st, 2018, and he still hasn't even thrown a football yet, you know? So it's very disconcerting to a lot of people. And like you've said, with Barkley, you trade him straight up for so many different players. So to get Barkley and Stafford instead of Kamara and Luck, I agree with it as well. What do you think, Jeremy?
I like Stafford better than Luck anyways. I'm a huge Matt Stafford fan. I don't think everybody knows that. But I've tried to get him in so many leagues back in the day, still try to get him in startups and stuff. So I like him better than Luck anyway as far as fantasy football. And, yeah, you know, getting the 101 for Kamara, I think that's good mojo. Good job, Julie.
Yeah, good job, Julie. All right, so Shane, so what was it that you were talking about then?
I went ahead and I traded away a 101 this week. I sat down. I had a serious discussion with myself.
What did you say?
I said,
can you imagine that, Jeremy? Can you imagine that discussion?
And this roster is awful. Saquon Barkley is not enough to fix this roster. And they're short rosters. I think it's like 22, but even still. Adding him to the roster, I'd have, I believe, three good players at that point. So I did the smarter thing, I guess, but you know, the thing that's not as fun. And I traded away the 101 to Hooker with a Penis. That's the name of the team. It's not someone I met.
I'm sorry.
Well, I thought it probably was someone you met. Yeah, and then I was
not involved. Yeah, not involved with this trade. I mean, who hasn't come across a hooker with a penis at least once in their life?
And I'm laughing. Digress. Yeah, and I'm laughing so hard because even in the pre-show, we were talking about whether we were going to say the team's name. So I guess we threw it out there anyway. So go ahead.
No. Those are all PG words.
Doesn't it? That's what he would name his team, I swear.
So I am returned from hooker with a penis. I didn't get a venereal disease. What I got was the 102, the 108, and a 2019 first.
Okay, so you got the 102, the 108, and a 2019 first, and you gave up only the 101?
Yeah, I gave up the Saquon Barkley. Yeah.
No, I'm just asking because you don't have that part written on the screen.
No. That's my new team name is Cam Akers.
Oh, that's the team name. I see. So literally Barkley for the 102, the 108, and a 2019 first round pick. That's not bad. That's not bad. I figured you could get more for Barkley. I know there was a time when it seemed like you could get more, but that's a hell of a haul. I mean, I like what you did there.
Yeah, I tried in that league really hard. I had a guy that was offering me Julio straight up for it. But again, it was like one player, especially, you know, people roast me, whatever. An older player, 29, wasn't going to fix this team. Not that, these draft picks are, you know, I can't think of the word, but it's not like we know these draft picks are going to hit is basically what
assuming in this league that Saquon Barkley goes 101 with the pick you traded away, almost a certainty. What are you thinking you're doing with the 102 and the 108? In any idea? What do you think is going to be there at 108 anyways that you'd like to target?
The 102 I'd like to trade back. Because if I can get another late first, right. Maybe like the 105 and the 110, that'd be sweet. If not, I'll just be content and draft Rashad Penny. And at the 108, just from all the drafts that I've been in, my own personal ADP, I think I've done something like 20 rookie drafts at this point.
I was thinking that too, man. With as many drafts as we do, we should do our own ADP.
I'm my own. Oh, let's see. At 108.5. At 108, DJ Moore will be there.
Woohoo!
I'm a big fanboy of. If for some reason someone comes up and snatches him, well, then that means probably Kerryon Johnson's going to fall to 108, and I've been okay with taking him. Or, you know, again, I could always look to trade back for, you know, a later first and maybe a second, or a later first and a first next year, depending on how people are feeling during the trade. It's really hard to trade back this year, though, I've noticed. But if you can do it, you know, that's the move.
Well, Jeremy, now that we're this far into the off season from the draft, I mean, Shane just said it like matter-of-factly that at 102 he would take Penny. Is that your assessment too? If you had the 102, is that who you're taking no matter what?
I don't know. You know, it's been tough for me to rank running backs, and I've gone back and forth, and I'm glad I haven't had a pick that high. I think my highest was 104. I can't recall. I know it wasn't in the top two, but maybe I had a third. I don't know. I mean, he's up there. I still love Darius Geis, and I, you know, going to Washington, I'm not sure that's any worse of a landing spot than some of the other backs got. You know, a lot of people like Kerryon Johnson. I think Shane's fine with taking Rashad Penny there. He's high on my list, but I'd have trouble taking him over Darius Geis because I'm a huge fan of Geis. He could be right. We'll see, you know, maybe that's the right call. I'd go Geis at 102 though, myself.
Me personally, that's what I would do. I would do Geis also. And, you know, I also have Chris Carson on a few rosters, and to me, it is very interesting. We've talked about it a few times, how everybody has a different opinion. That 101 is Barkley, but the 102 through the 105 could be anything depending on what the people say. So I think what'll be really cool is next year at this time, if we go back and look at these drafts and what people thought, I think it'll be interesting to see what people did. So before we go on to our final segment, Shane, do you want to tell everybody about the FFPC?
Yeah, did you any chance you saved that promo from Eric last week? Because that was
we should just play that.
I did save it, and yeah, if you want to drop it in, I'll drop it in. That would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
but real quick, so the FFPC, there's some awesome news, guys. I am now in a Superflex league on the FFPC. It's a dynasty, obviously, slow draft. Come find me. Let people know you were referred by Dynasty Football Factory. It's league number 58. Looking for some draft folks or people to get into the league with me, I should say. The draft's due to kick off on June 17th. I'm stoked. I love Superflex. FFPC, like I said, man, the site's awesome. I like it a lot. The drafting's easy. The website itself is easy to navigate. They haven't had any of their dynasty teams fold since they since they launched them a few years back. They also have the FFPC main event. They have the FBG Players Championship. They got best ball. They have high stakes leagues, tournaments. They just, they have every type of league you could want on there. It's a great site. I love it. Like I said, go on their website, find me. My new league is number 58. Make sure you let them know that Dynasty Football Factory referred you. And then we can be in a league together, and hopefully I'll kick your ass.
No, listen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna sign up for your league, I think, and just so I can whip your ass.
I was just gonna
before it closes out. I'm gonna do a pseudonym though. I'm gonna like all these other guys in my FFPC league. You don't know who they are. They could be your Uncle Frank. They could be, you know, your long lost friend from high school that hated you after high school. Whatever. You know, I'm just gonna sign up. I'll be like Shane's alter ego, Shane 2, Shane Manila 2, and everybody will be like, who the hell is this guy? And I'll just, you know, I'll win, and it'll be like you won because it's in the name of my teammate.
Well, it's a burner account, and you just told everybody about it. So that would be cool.
Well, it inspired someone to it.
It's a Brian Colangelo situation.
You know, that would be kind of interesting, Jeremy, if you go into his league as a fake name, and then you win, and then you reveal it on the show. That would have been fun.
I know.
So the final segment we wanted to do here for our 25th episode is we wanted to go back and go
through... I can't believe we made it 25 episodes, man. It seems like just yesterday. I was so young and... wide-eyed and looking forward to this podcasting world and just thinking about how it would go. And yeah, it's pretty much how I thought.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling like back in the day, like Seinfeld, man, when they all asked for like $1 million an episode. I mean, we're kind of getting up there in popularity, like, you know, kind of like a Seinfeld, you know, The Office. We could probably call our own salaries at this point.
I'll say this, the feeling young, I was not young when we started 25 episodes ago, but I do think that we have come a long way, definitely. And I'm very happy that everybody is happy with us. And we have a couple comments that we wanted.
Oh, that's not true. Someone on Twitter said that I'm not creative because I curse every other f-ing sentence.
Hey, man, some of the most intelligent people in the world curse all the time. I mean,
yeah, listen, and there's always going to be somebody that says something, and we're going to discuss this at the end of the show. But for right now, what we were going to do is we were going to do that segment again where I mentioned some of our trades from our listeners, and you guys are going to comment on it off the cuff where you guys have not seen it and figured it out. And
have we thought of a title for it? Because if not, I have a song for it.
Oh, sweet. Here we go.
What's Twitter thinking?
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That good?
What's Twitter thinking?
Damn, the voice of a freaking angel.
Yes, that's what I think.
No, that's great. Okay, what's really funny? What's really funny is we have quite a few. I'm sorry. It's just kind of funny. We have a few trade offers here that people presented to us. And for whatever reason, I don't know how things happen this way, but it always seems to fall into Shane's wheelhouse anyway. So we did have one of the very first ones that we had this week was somebody asked me, which side you got? It's from deepbomb.com. And he wants to say Amari Cooper or Corey Davis.
Oh, he's got you. Got Shane's number.
What the? No. I don't know. This is no.
You're not even going to answer.
Jesus. Gun to my head. Amari
Trading
Cooper.
Mom.
Oh, Amari Cooper. Jeremy, gun to your head, which you wouldn't have to, but which one do you like?
I like the future wide receiver one, Corey Davis, over the perpetual wide receiver two, Amari Cooper. Gun to my head, that's the one I'm doing.
Okay, well, with 357 votes and the final results came out, 58% Amari Cooper, 42% Corey Davis.
Yeah, that's fine. 58% of the people are wrong.
I mean, that's about, I would have thought it'd be closer to about 55, 45. I mean, in my own heart, that is a, that's whatever, 50.0001 to like 49.9999. type of trade because I love them both equally almost.
It is very close. And I think for myself, I would go with the Corey Davis side as well, Jeremy.
Right answer.
You know what's funny though, like just thinking about this, I had a harder time answering that if you asked me which one of my children I love more, because I have a clear favorite.
Hopefully, you love them both the same.
No. I love them both, but if I had to choose, I know which one I'm grabbing. I'm just saying.
A good son.
But you know, fortunately, I have one kid, so I don't have to make that decision. And Shane's making the decision with a Captain America shield above his head and a Thor hammer in the wall.
Sweet.
Look, with great power comes great responsibility.
Which is neither one of those two things. So, all right. So the other offer we had here. All right. So this is from 22 Steve. And he says the 101 or the 102 and a 2019 first and a 2020 first.
No, I don't like the whole net present value kind of thing. We have to figure out what a 2019 and a 2020 is worth. It's too far in the future. You have to go with present tense now. Get that first. The 101, I mean.
So for you, it's the 101, yeah, like, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
Shane?
Just because it's just too many futures. I don't like it.
Dude, how many? I mean, there's three of us. We've probably, between us, been in at least 30 leagues that have folded for some reason or another. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know the situation of this league, but that's too far out for me. That's too spread out. And just even if I get three good players each year, by the time they all marinate and they're ready to pop together, I'll be in my late 60s and I won't want to play this crazy game anymore.
First of all, in 2 years, you're not going to be in your late 60s. But no. I do think what you said is correct about the whole thing about leagues folding. I mean, it seems to happen a lot lately. And if I knew for sure it wasn't going anywhere, I might take that gamble of going for the 102 because we still really don't know. And then you get two other firsts. But I will tell you this. With 238 votes on Twitter, it is exactly 50-50 on the response.
Oh, wow. No, that's wrong. That should not be. Dude, it's the 101. A dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow.
I'm telling you, I'm looking right at it, and it's exactly 50-50, and the poll is over.
I'm not saying you can't read. I'm saying that those poll results are incorrect.
Okay, so as long as we clarified that I can read. Okay, so one of the other ones we had here, which this one's, there's a lot going on here, but we had Todd Gurley and Kenneth Dixon on one side. Okay, so essentially Todd Gurley
and nothing.
Nothing. And the other side is Dalvin Cook, Sterling Shepard, the 110, and a 2019 first.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I love Dalvin Cook, so I might be biased enough to take that trade.
So you would get
early though.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, but you would get Dalvin Cook, you'd get Sterling Shepard, you'd get the 110 and a late 2019 first. So that's the package you would take?
No, I said I don't know. I love Dalvin Cook, but it's tough to part with Gurley to get him. But I might do that. I might take that Dalvin Cook side. But I think you can get a better trade for Gurley than all those, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're trading Gurley in this trade. You're not getting impact guys back. True impact guys back. Dalvin Cook could be based off the four games we saw last year, but his upside is maybe less than Gurley.
Yeah, don't know what his upside is. It's almost like you're trading down because you don't know.
Sterling Shepard's a guy. I mean, like, you know, he'll be a solid contributor, but you can get guys like that off the waiver every year. The 110, I love. You know, rookies, unfortunately, a lot of them aren't going to hit. That 110 range, that's about the point where they start to fizzle out, and that's also the place where a lot of people start to reach for their guy. I'm going to hold on to Gurley here, and I'm going to think Twitter is going to do the same thing because Twitter does love Gurley.
Well, at this exact moment, it's a 52-48% with 52% at Todd Gurley. It's very close. Yeah. It's very close. You know,
people Twitter, love those picks, man. They get boners for the picks.
Twitter does love Dalvin Cook. It does love rookie picks, and it loves Todd Gurley. I'm surprised Twitter didn't implode right there.
I think, you know, we mentioned it last week too, and I think it is true. I mean, when it comes to this time of year, when people are all in these drafts, they want those extra picks, and you could get some really good deals if you're willing to part with players and picks, you know? All right, so then this last one we have here is a 10-team PPR Superflex. And
no one cares about 10 teams. Get out of here. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. That's horrible. I understand a lot of people playing 10-team leagues because they've been playing in them since, you know, middle school, and it's with a lot of friends.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. We've gone way off the track. So, all right, let's get back. It is. Now, they do not say anything about it being a tight end premium. They do say it's super flex. So they're asking for Evan Ingram, and then the opposite side is Cooper Kupp and the 2019 second and third.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Evan Ingram. Cooper Kupp, eh. I mean, yeah, he could be good, but I'm just not. Evan Ingram is a potential difference maker. It could be elite, should be a top 10 anyway, fantasy, like, you know, a tight end one for a long time. Actually, I'm going to quote Shane Manila. No, I might be a little off on this quote. That's a tight end one for the next 10 years. You don't give, you know, trade away Evan Ingram for Cooper Kupp and some stuff.
Yeah, the second and third is definitely stuff. Nah, I'm not making that trade. Especially not in a 10-team league. Like, that's where you need the best. I mean, you need the best players in every, obviously, but depth isn't as important to me in a 10-team league.
Yeah,
unless tight ends always are a critical position to have a good one, and a difference making tight end like that, a tight end one. You know, Cooper Kupp's not a wide receiver one, and perpetually, even if he is short term, you can get another one easier than you can get an Evan Ingram.
Any worry about Evan Ingram losing receptions to Barkley? A lot of mouths to feed there. I like using.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand that, but I think you have to go with that guy over Cooper Kupp in the Dynasty League.
The only reason I bring it up is, first of all, Shane made fun of it being a 10-team league, and it doesn't mention about tight ends. However, the final results for it was Evan Ingram 51%, and the Cooper Kupp and the 2 and a 3 49%. So it was so close. And
I love these trades. Well, especially since I never check our Dynasty Trades HQ Twitter handle. These are all, I've never seen these before, so thank you.
That's shocking. That should not be that close. I can see a little hesitation, enough, you know, where you're thinking, you know, maybe Evan Ingram's getting squeezed out of touches because, you know, there is Beckham, there is Saquon, there is Sterling, whatever his name is, Shepherd. What's his name? Sterling.
Sterling Shepherd. You were correct. Shepherd.
Exactly.
I think it's actually pronounced Shepherd.
Okay. Shepherd. And then, you know, maybe you talk yourself into Cooper Kupp being a high wide receiver too. But even then, I can't see that being more than 60-40 Ingram side. But, you know, whatever.
It is interesting to me, and the reason I mentioned it is people really love Evan Ingram, and even when it's not a tight end premium, they still go that direction, you know? So
I actually had someone offer me in a league, Evan Ingram, FFPC league, where I lost Hunter Henry, where we might have talked about that last week a lot.
Right.
But someone did offer me Evan Ingram for 2 2019 firsts.
You know, it's pretty interesting that there was one other trade here that I wanted to ask you. And now that you bring up Hunter Henry, with the injury that happens to him, there was a trade offer that was asked to us. And people said, so the trade, one side was Julio Jones and the other side was T.Y. Hilton and Hunter Henry.
No, that's Julio Jones.
Julio Jones all day, every day until
Jesus.
Even when Julio Jones has retired, I'm still going to take that side.
Yeah, you want to cash out on Julio Jones. That's not it. You're getting a wide receiver that's just as old as him with a scarier quarterback situation on what's likely a worse offense. And then a tight end that just tore his knee. Yeah, I mean, that's not a good cash out. What's the breakdown on that? I got to see.
60-40. 60 Julio, 40 the other side. Yes.
Good. Good job, Twitter.
Good job.
Congratulations, Twitter. So
and before... do know that Philip Rivers loves his tight ends, and I think that says more about the fantasy value of Hunter Henry than Hunter Henry's talent. Sorry, not sorry. Hey, before we wrap everything up, I want to say a special plug out there for fantasycares.net. Fantasycares.net, a little thing done by Scott Fish at ScottFish24. Everybody in the Dynasty community knows Scott Fish. And he's helped by John Bosch at Empire FFL. Those guys do great work. They don't seek the limelight for their work, and they donate a lot of money every year through their efforts to kids, Toys R Us, and some other things too. Visit fantasycares.net. Also reach out to John Bosch at Empire FFL or Scott Fish at ScottFish24. They have some interesting, very cool setups, all kinds of different leagues, best ball, $10 buy-ins, just fun stuff that you can do knowing that your money is going to charity. And let's be honest, some of you guys out there, you're donating your money every year anyways to somebody. You're giving it away. So why not give some of that away to, kids and, a good charity while you're enjoying fantasy football. Make some good friends and help these guys raise some money for Toys R Us. John Bosch, Scott Fish, fantasycares.net.
Well, and real quick, we actually have an Eliminator challenge in there. You guys know that, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Our podcast has one. Go ahead, yes. Man. Tell them about that.
Yeah. So we, through John Bosch, raising money. I think it's $10 sign up. Half the money goes to charity. One of us will be in there representing the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast. But yeah, you get to sign up, draft against us. It's best ball after that, right? Yeah. And then you could kick our ass all year and brag about it to anyone who actually might know who we are. So at least like six people.
Is it only one of us?
A lot of fun, low maintenance, not a lot of money, low maintenance, and just tons of fun.
Is it only one of us? Because I know all three of us did it last year.
Yeah, I mean, we could do all three of us in it, but
we're all in it. It's under Shane's stipulations that we can co-own a team with Shane, but he's absolutely not going to let us have any control over the drafting or the roster. And it's best ball. So once he drafts the team, it's just done. I mean, it's you see how well you do. I trust him. I think it's going to go well.
Yeah, and I want to say after 25 episodes, that draft that we did was one of the best episodes that we ever did.
Do you want to learn how to be a real NFL scout? Well, you can learn from real NFL scouts if you join the Scouting Academy.
What is that? Tell me more.
The Scouting Academy. There's actually a very cool promo on our site, Dynasty Football Factory. The summer semester actually began on May 14th. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you did what I told you. You signed up and saved $50 off that. If not, sucks to be you. But... you can also sign up to be notified when their fall registration opens, which I'm pretty sure Dynasty Football Factory will be able to get you a discount on that, too. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, the Scouting Academy, what it is, they have live classrooms.
Scout players. Learn what it takes to scout players. They've got the experience, curriculum, network. It's mostly web-based. You can take this from the convenience of your own bathroom. It's featured on Roto World, CBS Sports Radio, Fox Sports, Peter King's MMQB, and Sports Illustrated. This is big time. Learn how to scout players.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Shane and Jeremy.
They have 450 years of combined NFL experience and 14 Lombardi trophies. There's no better place to learn the game than from the Scouting Academy. This curriculum has been time-tested. It's educated NFL GMs and personnel directors. Or personnel directors, along with dozens of NFL scouts. Their academy has liaisons with many NFL scouting departments. You will not find a better network anywhere. I say go on to the Scouting Academy today and sign up for their fall to be notified of their fall registration.
Okay, so we seem to laugh and talk and just go through everything, even with our plugs. So listen,
it's amazing. If you listen to this show, you would not be able to tell that we hate each other. Like, I think we hide that really well. I think we hide that really well.
You might hate us. We don't hate each other.
No, I do think that what does come across is Shane and myself arguing a few times, but I'm fine with it. But listen, that actually goes along great with the review that I wanted to read. We got this awesome review this week from Dustin Church, and the fact that it is our 25th episode and we did what we wanted to do and people seemed to like it. And Dustin said, "The banter on this show is fantastic, almost as good as the information they bring. I look forward to every show every week. Thanks, guys." And I think it works, you know. I think the arguments and the fighting back and forth is one of the things that we do well.
All right,
wow,
first
man,
of all,
that's nicer than my wife would say. Hey, Dustin, baby, what you doing? How you doing?
How about we say thank you to Dustin? I appreciate that, Dustin. Sir. And Dustin, I see him all day. He with trade polls and whatnot and trade questions. I see him on Twitter all the time.
Active on Twitter. Yeah, good guy.
So listen, yeah, we did mention it a little while ago that we wanted to thank everybody, and now that we're wrapping up, is there something you guys wanted to say individually?
Yeah, if
Dustin
everyone
Church is gonna get a hat. We talked at the same time. Dustin Church is getting a hat for that sweet little comment.
That's awesome, yeah, Dustin. Yeah. Hit us up, Dustin, and we'll send you the hat.
Let me talk. Oh, so what we're gonna need is I've been looking at our numbers, download numbers. They're okay. I mean, they haven't we hit that one crescendo and then they peaked and now they've kind of leveled at that level. I'm gonna need y'all to start talking about this podcast to your friends, even if it's bad. I don't care. Just be like, oh, it was so awful. You got to listen to it. Just as long as they listen, download, whatever. And make sure you go ahead and give us 5 stars on that iTunes, Apple Music, Podland, whatever the hell it's called, because that's how people can find you on that godforsaken site. Oh, no, that's a great site. So make sure you give us 5 stars on the Apple Pod Music Land cast thing. You rate and review, that helps people find us. More people find us, the better I feel about myself and the less likely I am to play in traffic.
Shit. No, listen, you know, Shane may comment about the downloads, but everything seems to be, it's not leveled out.
I want more.
Listen, I get that you want more, and we want to take over the world, and we have been doing very well, and we're very happy with our listeners, and we're very happy with the show, and hopefully we'll keep going, you know? So if you want to come hit us up on Twitter, at Dynasty Trades HQ on Twitter, ask us some poll questions, some trade questions or any kind of questions. You can send it over to us. We'll answer it on the show, hopefully. Also, I know we have a email account, and Shane, you always have fun telling
Hashtag Dynasty Trades HQ Pod @gmail.com.
Jeremy, you want to say it the right way?
Yeah, just Dynasty Trades HQ Pod @gmail.
And we get some emails there, and I like reading them. And if you get a response, there's a good chance it's me because Jeremy and Michael don't go on there.
Oh my God.
I do. I read your responses.
Well, listen, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for all your love, and we really appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
Episode 26, baby. Next week, we'll see you.